Folks, we've been hearing a lot about what's going on in Decatur Street, and I remember probably several months back walking back from having dinner down at the Italian Barrel back up to Jackson Square, coming across all of that construction and how kind of dangerous it was. And I wondered then how these businesses were surviving, and it turns out they really weren't. And joining us to talk about that is Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens and co-chair of Save Our Soul Coalition Armstrong Park, also commissioner of the French Quarter Management Commission, and an accomplished photographer in his own right. As my wife of 35 years said yesterday that I had a face for radio. It turns out, as a photographer, Glade made it a face to be sheriff. So he did great work. He even made me look halfway decent.
Thank you, Newell, for that shout out. I appreciate it. I have that same face for radio, by the way.
It's funny the things that we talk about. And when I saw that you were coming on today, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to remind him about that.
Well, it's my annuity, you know, all those pictures that I've taken for decades and decades. It's sort of like that, yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Decatur Street. It's a mess. It's been a mess, and it's a complete mess that this administration has inherited, and they're trying to do something with it, but it's almost as if there's not a lot of options, huh?
No, there's not. And it's exciting to see that they've stepped up and recognized some of the problems. You can't see, we really don't need any more businesses that don't exist anymore. I mean, we've had that happen throughout the quarter, that something works and then all of a sudden it doesn't for some reason. But I think this French Quarter Business Stabilization Fund is really a good effort to help out. We really rely on all these small businesses in the quarter. You know that the quarter is the economic engine for not just the city, but this entire region. So we really need to do everything we can to help them out.
Well, you know how much I love the quarter, and every time it ends up in a state of distress, whether it's one block, two blocks, or otherwise, it really impacts the entire quarter, right?
It does, and you have to think about it. We're geographically limited in the French Quarter. It's not like some other bigger cities that are more spread out. And we're also old, 250, 300 years old. So we're going to need to be fixing infrastructure problems forever. And this is just one of those things that we have to do. The key to it is maybe doing it better, doing it in a little more transparent way that doesn't impact multi-blocks at the same time. And I think this is bringing these issues to the fore where we need to come up with a better plan, because we're going to be fixing infrastructure for a long time in the quarter, just by virtue of a couple of things. And one of them is the age, but the other one is 19-plus million tourists a year coming through here. Puts a tremendous burden on us here.
It seems as though consistency and coordination just hadn't been, prevalent here, right? I mean, and that's why we find ourselves in the position that we find ourselves in right now.
We are, but I've talked to Steve Nelson a couple of times, and I think he's got a vision that will be better. And you have to deal with the status quo. You can hope and hope and hope, but that's not really the best plan. So putting a better plan in place going forward, using whatever we've learned from this process, is gonna work for us. It has to work for us. We all do these things, whether it's French Quarter Citizens, VC Poor, French Quarter Management District. All these organizations do things to improve the quality of life, to do things to make life better for the residents, of course, and for the visitors to come here. We want them to come back. We want them to spend money. We want them to have a good, safe time. So all of these things are to that end, which is very positive.
Yeah. What's going to make matters, I think, maybe hopefully better, but maybe potentially worse, is that we now have litigation that's been filed by a number of business owners. And I can understand the frustration. I mean, they're watching their whole future kind of melt away right before them.
Well, you know, you're in business to do what? To do business. And so I think these people were just frustrated. I mean, this is not unlike what, for instance, doing a little research on this, Austin has a plan, a construction impact relief grant program, that they do a similar thing. Now, they're not geographically limited like we are, but I mean, this is not unusual where you want to help out the small businesses because you need to improve the infrastructure. And I really feel badly for all of it. Well, look, in front of my house, they came and put new gas lines in. They said 4 to 6 weeks. It was 18 weeks. So you couldn't park, you couldn't anything, piles of dirt, trucks, construction. So everything takes longer. I want to tell anybody, want something to do, just buy an old house, because every time you touch something, there's five things under that that you need to repair. So this is going to be a problem for a long time. It just, you need a process to make it work going forward with a backup plan or two. And I think that's what will come out of this eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to some of the business owners that said that you could build a Costco faster than they were able to deal with the drainage on their block, which is telling, you know, because you have private sector motivated by, you know, time is money for the private sector, and so you have that coordination that's going on, and you're not going to miss it. You know, you're going to dot every I, cross every T, and you're not going to miss a deadline.
Well, time is money, whether it's your money or my money, it's still money. So I think this is a consideration that we have to plan for in this city. And as we've talked about a lot in the past 6 months, we have financial issues that we have to deal with. We just cannot keep building things with no end in sight, with no deadline, and without transparency. You have to tell the businesses and the residents, you know, Newell, there's the businesses on the bottom, but in the Creole tradition, there's residents above. So what affects the businesses is also affecting all the people that live here. So it's not just the businesses that we're hearing about. It's the people that live here as well.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because for some folks, for months on end, they haven't been able to take a traditional path to their home. You know, they've been detoured around to get to their front door.
Right. And, you know, we are a living neighborhood in the French Quarter that reflects our heritage. So sometimes we get past that. And we don't even know that. It's the parties and it's the restaurants and it's the bars and the music, which is great. But it relies on a lot of the restaurants, the residents here, keeping up the properties and keeping up the sidewalks in front of their properties. It's not all businesses. And I'm in the back of the quarter, so we're more of a neighborhood and more residents. And I think if people remember that, they'll be, one, more respectful, and then more appreciative of what we have here as a heritage. You know, we're going into 250 years in America. We're 300 years old. This city started a long time ago, and a lot of traditions of building and cultures, French, Spanish, Creole, Caribbean, all came and started in the French Quarter. So I think you kind of lose sight of the history reflected in our architecture that also reflects our culture as well. So it's important.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. As always, we always enjoy the conversation. You know, our heart goes out to these businesses, and hopefully they're able to stay the course, stay in business. So many have already gone by the wayside, but we really can't afford to lose too many more for certain, and hopefully there's an end in sight.
No, and with the focus on it, I think it will be better, and now that there's plenty of eyes on it, it's going to be better. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
And you guys got the big Fourth on the River celebration.
Yes.
Coming up.
Exciting.
As well. And that it looks like hopefully we'll have good attendance for that as well. I think the quarter needs it, right?
It's a quarter. We always have good attendance. Come on.
Absolutely. Was there last night, actually, and always enjoy my time down there. Glade Bilby, president of the French Quarter Citizens and co-chair of SOS and commissioner on the French Quarter Management Commission. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
You too, Neil. Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.